Hey, Mervat Khatib here, a certified health and life coach, and you're listening to Cut to the Chase.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Cut to the Chase. This is your host, Gregory Proctor. Today, we will be featuring episode 73, Changing Bad Habits. Now, most of us are probably going, okay, Greg, you know, another walling out, far-fetched title, but the significance of what I'm going to consider changing bad habits is the fact that today, as we record this particular podcast, is really a monumental type of day. It's inauguration day. And as we have all seen and endured over the past, you know, year of what has happened, not only with the pandemic, but with the social uprising, injustice, and all these different things that people have heard me talk about before, it's time to change our overall habits. And so I pulled together a quote before I introduce our featured guest. And the quote basically starts like this. If you're working on changing bad habits, unhealthy thought patterns, negative emotions, or toxic behavior, know that you are healing a small part of the world by healing yourself. Everyone around you will benefit and they will be served by your wholeness. It is hard sometimes, I know, because you want to quit, but this work is ultimately changing the world. Now, our featured guest today has been quite resilient. You know, we had her in our thoughts and prayers for the past couple weeks because she contracted COVID, and, you know, we've been with her in spirit and trying to ensure that she regains her health, and we are happy and delighted that she's here. And so today, as I introduce our featured guest, she's a certified health coach and life coach that guides people to fall in love with who you are. Her coaching style is based on her life experience, trials and error. She guides natural-born givers as to how to focus their energy on themselves to achieve happiness. Now, where the story really gets good as we talk about changing bad behaviors, she started supporting herself at the age of 15. And at the age of 30, she moved to Dubai from New Jersey to start fresh. At first, she was healthy. She was an athlete living a luxurious dream life. When the glamour and glitz wore off, she then found herself falling deeper and deeper and deeper into a rabbit hole, both physically, mentally, and emotionally. It was deteriorating to her. She was at her heaviest and that she had ever been in her entire life. She was eating anything with no physical exercise to counteract it. As a giver, she focused all her energy on other people along the way, forgetting to care about herself. And then one day it hit her like a ton of bricks. She had hit rock bottom. She knew she needed to change her life, but she didn't know how. So she quit her corporate job and returned to the U.S. to work on herself. She sought out professional help to eat clean, feel clean, and to be free from all of the significant things that were holding her back. The snowball effect of this resulted in positive change, where she began to shed the weight and change her bad habits. She trained her mind to perceive things differently. And finally, she was able to see her life in a positive way. Now, for everyone that just heard that opening statement about our featured guest, and for anyone, including myself, because I have been there, I've hit rock bottom, and I know what that feels like to pull yourself out. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce Ms. Mervat Khatib and ask if there's any opening remarks.
Hey, Gregory, thank you so much for having me on the show, and thank you so much for the beautiful, warm welcome of an intro, and it's so good to be here.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're certainly delighted to have you on the program. And, you know, we look to really kind of jump into, you know, this subject because certainly, you know, you have gone through a lot in your life, and not only the mental and physical transformation, but you've experienced what it's like to kind of get out of that rut. And we'd really like to kind of tap into some of that story today and really bring some of that to light to kind of help some of our listeners. And so as we prepare to cut to the chase there, Morvette, help us understand, what was the motivation for you at an early age to move to Dubai?
Wow. Let's see. All right. So it all started, obviously, as you said and mentioned, at the age of 30. It was more of a birthday gift for myself to actually, travel and go spend my birthday somewhere else. So I grew up in a world where I travel most of my life because I'm more of an international girl. So I've gotten used to traveling. Mm-hmm. So comes the age of 30 and I'm like, all right, well, I got to, get out of US and go somewhere. And luckily I had some cousins and family in Dubai to go and visit. Mm-hmm. And so I was fortunate enough to have that. And when I went to Dubai, I loved the idea of staying there for a while. So I went on a vacation and then decided to stay because I loved staying in Dubai and I love the country itself. So that's mm-hmm. exactly how I moved. And my family, my friends, everyone was like, are you coming back? Like, what's happening here? Why are you just gonna, stay there? So I felt that I needed that change and leaving US. So mind you, my whole life and my whole family's in US. And I just wanted to start fresh and start clean and build myself and live by myself and just explore life on my own, right?
Sure.
And so, yeah.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Sorry.
So fast forward 6 years later, obviously going through that whole experience in Dubai is when I hit rock bottom, but we'll get into that, I'm sure, later.
Yeah. So the driving aspect for you to move out of country was based on the need for change. Was there any significant reason at the point of time in your life that you were thriving and thirsting for that change? Was there any events that were going on in your life that was like, okay, I can't deal with this anymore. I just need to get out of the country. I need to move. I mean, can you express to us kind of what was going on at that moment in time?
Absolutely. There's always an excuse, Gregory. There's always an excuse to the things that we do. We always justify it by these excuses. And so at that time, I had obviously just broken up with an engagement. I had I was not doing well at work. And I was working in corporate as a healthcare consultant at the time. Mm-hmm. And so I wasn't happy at work. I wasn't happy in my relationship. I wasn't happy with myself. And I certainly was not happy living in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And so I felt like I wasn't happy in general. So I wanted a change, right? And mm-hmm. and then when I went on a vacation, I felt like this is a new fresh start that can be or happen for me. So I was basically running away from that at the time, right?
Sure.
Not knowing what I was actually running away from. So obviously I know this now, which we can, again, get into later on in the convo.
Sure. There's so many things that, as one, that has experienced something very similar in life, we go through, which is almost, an out of body, out of mind experience. It feels almost as if you're in the abyss, particularly as it relates to the fact that you had your heart broken, your engagement broke off, you were not doing well in your current corporate job. All of these things were starting to hit you like a ton of bricks. And rightfully so, your thought process, very similar to my thought process at the time that I endured something like that, was, where can I go to kind of remove myself from my current environment and allow for me to heal? And I think overall, it was more along the lines of just being able to get my sanity back, and not have the pressures of everyone going, What are you going to do? You know, why'd you make this decision? You know, this was wrong. You shouldn't have done this. You shouldn't have done that. But at the end of the day, when I look back on sharing my experience, which I've shared my story before throughout some of our other podcasts, is the fact that I was on the verge of just, you know, major depression, you know, and if I didn't do something soon, because I felt like my whole life was embodied by being the crutch for others, being the answer person for others, being the solution provider for others. And when you do that for so many years, you know, eventually when the rug is pulled from underneath you, there's really no place for you to go. I mean, you know, it's you're at the bottom when the rug is pulled from underneath you. You just have to consider at that point, how do you pull yourself out without doing something detrimental? And so, you know, it's commendable that you were able to step away and be able to kind of rekindle, you know, your soul searching. But also when you were in Dubai, as you were envisioning, you know, the life and the luxurious, you know, extremities that go on over there, because, you know, Dubai is a phenomenal place to visit. What was your perception with regards to thinking about, you know, getting yourself, you know, back on track, and for those loved ones constantly reminding you, as you stated earlier, hey, when are you coming home? I mean, did you just kind of want to forget about that for a period of time, or were you just content with where you were because you didn't have the strength to be able to deal with those things?
Beautiful, beautiful question. And yes, Gregory, actually, at the time, you know, we do things sometimes without even thinking. So to be honest with you, I had no plan. Like I said, I went on a vacation, loved it, and I ended up staying. So I was honestly winging it. I was just justifying and looking for reasons to not go back to US. So yes, Dubai is a beautiful place. I had so much fun. I grew from that experience and I learned a lot there. And I wanted to kind of be on my own, because in the US, I was always with family. So I was living with family and I was always surrounded by a huge family. I never was on my own either. So I was looking for being on my own. I was looking for having a lot of fun. I was looking for starting another new relationship, which I did. So I didn't really give myself time to heal. And mm-hmm. I didn't really give myself time to recover of what I just left or what just happened in my past, right? So mm-hmm. here I am running away from my issues, running away from my problems by getting into new ones. And that's where we go, and we go back to saying changing that habit. So, I mean, right now I know this and I can say this, but at the time I obviously didn't know. Because instead of looking within myself and looking to fixing or working on my own issues from within, I was looking for exterior reasoning or exterior things to justify the behavior that I'm actually going through or doing. And that actually added more to stress and uncertainty in my life, obviously living in Dubai, and which led me at the end of my experience there to hitting rock bottom and going through my own depression, right?
Right.
And I can say this because I was always healthy and I was working out and I played sports my whole life, and I was this athlete that was able to eat anything and everything because I was always on the go and moving. So I was able to burn it off. But I failed to actually focus on how food is related to everything that we do in life. Everything, our energy, our movement, the way we think, the way we do things. Food is very much connected, opposed to eating everything and moving at the end of the day. So I had to fix that. I had to learn that from all over again on how to eat, when to eat, what to eat, in order for me to be able to work within and help myself within, instead of like looking for exterior justification.
Right. Well, we certainly appreciate you sharing that with us. You know, the thing that comes out of listening to you is that at some point in your life, you were able to face yourself in the mirror. As you said, you know, you hit rock bottom. And when that light switch came on, were you in the mindset at that point in time to change your current habits, to push yourself back to saying, okay, I have got to stop and I've got to seek the help and I've got to move myself back to the U.S. in order to be able to have some type of preservation with who I really am? I mean, that identifying point when you hit rock bottom, what were your emotional feelings and thoughts going through your mind at that time? Because here it is, you're in Dubai, you're away from family, you have friends and colleagues that are with you, but you're not home. You don't have that unconditional love, that support. You know, you can get mom's hug and mom's cooking and things to kind of give you that sense of comfort. So as you experienced that in Dubai, I mean, what was that like? Because, you know, a lot of us experience that and then, you know, you just feel a sense of loneliness almost.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what it is, Gregory, is that while being in Dubai, I was living the same way that I would be probably living in the US. So my habits were the same, right? I thought, oh, I can just wing it and live the life that I want. And what I'm doing is right. And how I'm doing it is right. And it all makes sense to me. And then I started to feel that something wasn't working. So I've been through three startup companies in Dubai. So one company after the other, I'm working hard. I'm trying to make ends meet. And I'm still not at the level of comfort or happiness that I want to be in. And I started wondering, like, what is it that I'm doing wrong? Something is not right here. So now my ego would not listen to my intuition, right? My intuition was saying, Murph, something is wrong. Whatever you're doing, the way you're living, your lifestyle is not the right way. But my ego is saying, oh, keep going. You got this. Just enjoy life. Live in the moment. Pretend that you're happy. Pretend that you're doing the right things. Pretend that you're happy at this company. So then I was in battle between my ego and my intuition for a while until I started to really feel like everything that I'm doing is not going right for me. So my intuition here, and this was actually for a whole year. So I gave myself a 5-year plan in Dubai. I either make it or I break it. So I broke it. Didn't, you know, 5 years comes and my life wasn't where I wanted it to be. So I gave myself an extra year. So that's why it made it to 6 years there. So that extra year that I gave myself, I knew from the first day of that sixth year that my intuition was telling me to go back home to US. But my ego was saying, stay, make it happen, you know, hustle, work it, all of that, you know, BS that we hear all the time. And then comes the end of the sixth year. Around, I would say probably 35 pounds more than where I was. I'm at probably the most I've ever gained weight. I'm not exercising. And like I said, I'm an ex-athlete. I CrossFitted. I played sports my whole life. So I was always fit. So I'm you know, at the worst body weight I've ever been, eating super unhealthy, very depressed, very unhappy with myself. But because I'm so resilient and I've been through so many ups and downs in life, I was able to show people that I'm okay and still put a smile on my face and still pretend that I'm okay, which many of us do, right? We always pretend that we're okay when we're actually not. So I actually made stress and depression look so good on me because not many people knew that I was actually depressed, right? But they would know by looking at me, because whoever knows me and knows that I'm always fit and they see that how much weight I've gained, they're like, oh my God, Merv, are you okay? Like, you're gaining weight. Are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Oh yeah, I'm fine. One of those. So the fact that comes the sixth year, the end of the sixth year, and then that's where it hit me. Everything else in my life was going wrong for me. I was probably the brokest financially I've ever been. Again, in a toxic relationship at the time. I wasn't happy with work. I had probably left work at the time. Sorry, I had the sixth year, I had left work and I was freelancing. So I wasn't doing well financially. Corporate-wise, I wasn't doing well. Relationship-wise, I wasn't doing well. And health-wise, I wasn't doing well, which is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. And that's where I was like, okay, Merv, put your ego aside here. You need help. Like, this is not working for you. You need to change something. You need to change whatever it is that you're doing or have been living. And at the time, I was 36. So I'm not too young and I'm not too old. This is the age where you're supposed to figure your life out, supposedly, right?
Right.
So for me, it was the end of the world for me at that age. And I just did not want to live life anymore. And I certainly didn't want to live it the way I was living it. And that's when I decided to mentally prepare myself to go back home and pack my stuff and sell my car and get rid of the apartment and all of that and go back to the US to my family. But this time I came back worse than how I left, right? Mm. So I didn't look the best. I didn't look fit. I looked overweight. I looked depressed. And my family started to worry about me. They're like, why do you look like this? What the heck did Dubai do to you, right? Mm-hmm. And when I came back to US, I decided that I want to change my life. Like, this is it. I'm not going back to corporate. I'm not getting in another relationship. I'm not doing any of that other stuff given to people. I need to give myself some time and health, and I need to figure myself out. So I knew at that time that I needed to work within myself. Whatever habits I was doing and used to and programmed on, I was living. And I knew that was the wrong lifestyle or the wrong way to live. So that's when I started to seek help here in US. And I wanted to get into nutrition. I wanted to get into health coaching. I wanted to get into so many things, but I just didn't know how and what to do. So then I hired a nutritionist. That's the first thing I did. I needed help with food. I needed help with losing that weight that I gained because I was feeling very insecure, very unconfident in myself, very unattractive. Everything that I was feeling my whole life, I was feeling the opposite, right?
Right.
And once I hired that nutritionist, and it was the best investment I've ever done at that time, and I committed, now here's the key word, I committed 1,000% in losing that weight. Mm-hmm. So meaning I compromised on my life. I said no to going out. I said no to eating. I said no to drinking. I said no to relationships. I said no to partying. I said no to so many things, Gregory, that I, from the get-go, would say yes to, right?
Right, right.
Because I wanted to change my eating habits. I wanted to change the way I thought of food, going from binge eating to eating healthier. I wanted to change my relationship with food and everything. And so I committed my time for those, at the time, I think it was 4 months. I said, Merv, this is your make it or break it. You either commit and really put your 1,000% in this, or you're going to go back to those old habits of yours and stay where you are and be unhappy. So I obviously did not want to be there anymore because that's been 36 of my life. Whatever I was doing was not working.
Sure.
And so when I hired the nutritionist, I focused drastically. And Gregory, I lost 35 pounds. I went to a weight that I have not been to that weight and probably in my early 20s, mind you, in my early 20s, right? And I still looked and felt healthier than my 20s.
Right.
Because I switched my habits with food and I built a better and healthier relationship with food. And not only food, just the, my habits in general. I wanted to know and see why those successful people are making it. What is it that they're doing that I'm not doing?
Sure.
Why are they all the way up there successful and making money and changing lives and happy in their lives? So I wanted to know what's the secret, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I started to work on myself. And I dedicated actually 2 years that I've been back. Now it's been 2 years that I've been back from Dubai. It's been 2 years where I've changed and turned my life upside down. Upside down with changing my habits mentally, physically, emotionally, with anything and everything. I went back to school and got certified as a health and a life coach for myself. Mm-hmm. Now, here's another thing. I did it for myself, not to make it into a business at the time.
Right.
Right? Because I changed my life and I loved what I did to myself. I wanted to learn more. So I got into the schooling, got certified. It took me a year and it changed my life drastically. I had so many health coaches, friends, and a beautiful tribe of people that are positive and optimistic and always there for me and supporting me in everything that I'm doing. And we all speak the same language and we're all on the same high of positivity. And so that's where it hit me. And I was like, you know what, Merv? What the heck? Like, whatever I'm doing to myself, I want to do to other people. I want to change people's lives. And because I know so many people that struggle and have been through the same things as I have and have such a horrible relationship with food. And now I eat anything and everything within moderation, of course, and I still maintain a beautiful, fit body.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Sorry,
well, go ahead. No, I was just going to say, I mean, you know, that is truly a remarkable story of resilience and perseverance and just a sure fact of understanding that really nothing happens until the pain of remaining the same outweighs the pain of change. And, you know, you lived it. You were a part of that. It was ingrained into you that you not only saw what it was doing to your life, but like you said, when you decided to flip the switch and commit to something that would alter the course of where you are today by 1,000%. I mean, our hats go off to you because of the simple fact that most people would not have that level of commitment and dedication and resilience and perseverance to be able to achieve that. You know, a lot of times when we talk about changing bad habits, people, you know, dedicate a 28-day challenge or they put themselves into a 30-day challenge. And then, you know, lo and behold, 6 months later, well, guess what? You know, you're kind of right back into the same tranche of things that you were doing before. And so certainly, you know, we commend you for the successes that you've had for yourself and putting yourself in a more humble and peaceful mind state that allows for you to do some of the great things that you're doing right now in the world. And so definitely we appreciate for that. So let's kind of jump over to a little bit before we run out of time regarding, you know, your certified health coach and life coach business, because, you know, some of the things that we've discovered is the fact that, you know, some of your current clients have kind of insinuated that, you know, your experience their experience with you has helped them learn a lot of valuable information, which has kind of helped them in their daily lives. And, you know, the recommendation of seeking you out for understanding who you are as a person and your struggles and how you've transcended those struggles into a business to help others, you know, it's all over, you know, IG and the internet and your website, you know, and just the alkylates out there are commendable. So can we talk a little bit about what you do as a life coach? You know, how do people get involved with you, and how do they basically engage with you, and what are some of your, you know, high level steps that you can share with our listeners?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when I first started Gregory, obviously I was working with women that wanted to shed, you know, the body fat and lose weight. And, you know, it was based on trial and error, because that's how you start with any startup business. Mm-hmm. And I would work with clients for 3 months spam, right? So I don't do like weekly diets, or I'll put you on a 7-day starvation diet, or like a 28-day detox where you don't eat anything at all. So I don't do any of that. What I do mm-hmm. is a habit change mindset work of 3 months. Mm-hmm. And I put them on a program, intensive program. But before the program starts, I need to get their commitment that they are going to commit to everything that I'm teaching them, right? Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, they don't want to waste their time, and I don't want to waste my time either. Mm-hmm. So because I committed so much to my life and changing my habits, I know I can help you, but you need to give me your word that you're going to commit to those 3 months to following everything that I'm teaching you. Mm-hmm. And now, obviously, I had clients that have joined, they fell off the wagon, and they didn't do, you know, all the work. And they're like, oh, but I'm not losing weight. And oh, but I'm still eating, you know, sweets and all of that. And that's because the programming of our minds takes so long to change, right? Mm-hmm. It's not gonna happen overnight. It's definitely not gonna happen within 1 week or 1 month. So our minds need repetition in order for us to change those habits. Now, I put them through a 3 month program, intensive program, and that's where I give them results. I work based on results. My goal here is to give you results, right? And mm-hmm. that's what I do as far as the nutrition and the mindset work that I do. And at the same time, I offer a 6 weeks program, which is a shorter program, mm-hmm. but that's more on mindset. And I called this program a stress reduction club, because it's focused on more of reprogramming your mind, right? Rather mm-hmm. than the food that, you know, you're eating and you're not eating. Because from my experience, Gregory, I can teach you how to do something in 1, 2, 3, but you're always going to go back to the programming that you're used to as a kid and implement it as an adult. So what I do with them is we focus on the mindset and teach them how to unlearn everything they thought they were doing right and they learned as kids mm-hmm. to learning all over again the healthy way as an adult. And that is a lot of work itself, right?
Sure, sure. Well, we appreciate you sharing that with us. You know, as we've kind of talked about, you know, and one of the statistics that I pulled from the Columbia School of Business, which states basically, so one of the biggest questions as to why it's so hard to shape our habits, and the answer was the main reason is people often go about it the wrong way. And, you know, just listening to you talk, you know, about, you know, what were your habits as a kid and how you were raised and all the different, you know, aspects of things that may have happened in the 70s and 80s for our generation, you know, and how technology and things have kind of cultivated and shifted things, and science has really shifted things nowadays to kind of give us a better insight to engage into. We all are different, but yet we're all kind of created equally, and we should also have the same respect and equality and respect for one another. But, you know, knowing that we are different and having different shapes and different body sizes and appearances and things like that, it's important to understand what works, you know? And so as our habits allow for us to go from before to after, to make life easier and better, habits are not notorious, and rightfully so, for its ability to direct. And even against our will, you know, we find that mindfully shaping our habits, we can harness the power of mindfulness as a sweeping force of serenity, growth, and power. And I think, you know, you are a living witness of that. I mean, that has been your life story. I mean, since you ventured off to Dubai and you went through the rock bottom, you know, pitfalls, and then you came back to the U.S. and you found a way to find that serenity and be able to harness that energy and that growth, you know, to be able to get you to where you are today. And, you know, with all of that, you know, we're just delighted that you've been able to be on our program today and certainly share, you know, a lot of this insight to our listeners. And so, Merv, you know, as we're getting close to wrapping up here, are there any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All I can say, Gregory, from where I've been to now, really work on yourself from the inside out. Don't work on yourself from the outside in, because once you find inner happiness and inner peace with however weight you are, whatever style you look, really focus on your inner work and do change those bad habits that you know you have and you are very much aware of. Because once you change the habits, you unlearn the bad habits and learn the good habits all over again and do the inner work, you really can go through anything in life. I mean, even COVID, for God's sake, right?
Sure.
And make it happen and be a happy individual with what life has to offer in the future. So that's what I would say.
Excellent. Well, certainly, once again, we'd like to thank you very much, Merv, for being on our program. Like I said, it's been a delight and a joy to listen to your story, to understand the transformational things that you went through and changing, you know, your habits and how they've provided you with a better insight towards living a wholesome lifestyle. And so to our listeners, certainly this has been a very therapeutic conversation with Merv, and we certainly appreciate everyone tuning in. And so we're going to wrap up, and this has been Gregory Proctor, episode 73, Changing Bad Habits. Thank you again, Merv. Thank you to our listeners. Bye-bye, everyone.